SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's your boy Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Wisdom Warriors. How Stoicism Builds Mental Strength. We're diving into a topic that plagues almost every human being at some point: procrastination. Ever feel like you've got this awesome project swirling in your head, but the thought of actually starting it feels like climbing Mount Everest? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm and the only thing getting checked off is scroll through social media? Trust me, I've been there. But here's the good news. Stoicism offers some seriously powerful tools to conquer procrastination and build lasting motivation. It's not about being a productivity machine, it's about finding that inner calm and focusing on what truly matters. So buckle up, because today we're unpacking 5 key takeaways from Stoic wisdom that will help you slay those procrastination monsters and unlock your true potential. First up, accept imperfection. Stoics were all about embracing reality, the good, the bad, and the messy. They understood that striving for perfection is a recipe for disappointment and paralysis. Perfectionism can be the sneaky little monster whispering in our ears, telling us we need to have everything figured out before we even start. But let me tell you, starting is often the hardest part. Embrace the fact that things will always be perfect, and that's okay. Number 2. Focus on what you can control. Stoics were masters of distinguishing between what they could influence and what was beyond their power. Instead of getting bogged down by external factors or things we can't change, Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what's within our control: our thoughts, actions, and reactions. So when procrastination strikes, ask yourself, what can I do right now to move forward? Thirdly, break it down. Ever feel overwhelmed by a huge task? You know that feeling of staring at a mountain of work and just wanting to hide under the covers. Stoicism encourages us to break down big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. By focusing on one small action at a time, we create momentum and make progress feel less daunting. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. Stoics were all about living in the present moment. They understood that dwelling on the past or worrying about the future only creates unnecessary stress and fuels procrastination. So when you find yourself getting caught up in thoughts of shoulds and what-ifs, gently bring your attention back to the present moment. What are you seeing, hearing, feeling right now? This simple practice can help you regain control and refocus on the task at hand. And finally, number 5. Cultivate self-compassion. Stoicism isn't about being harsh on yourself. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding. When procrastination happens, and it will happen to all of us, don't beat yourself up about it. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and then gently guide yourself back towards your goals. Remember, progress is not always linear. It's a journey with its ups and downs. Let's talk about this in real life. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up, that feeling of dread, the urge to clean your whole apartment instead, right? You know that sinking feeling when you tell yourself, I'll do it tomorrow, but tomorrow never seems to arrive. This is procrastination speaking. But what if we take a Stoic approach? First, we accept that feeling nervous or overwhelmed is normal. We acknowledge our thoughts and feelings without judgment. Then, instead of letting those feelings paralyze us, we focus on what we can control: our preparation. Breaking down the presentation into smaller tasks, researching, outlining, practicing suddenly makes it less daunting. And throughout the process, we treat ourselves with kindness. If we hit a snag or feel discouraged, we remember that setbacks are part of the journey and gently guide ourselves back on track. So there you have it. 5 powerful Stoic principles to help you overcome procrastination and build unstoppable motivation. Remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about making progress, one small step at a time. Embrace imperfection, focus on what you can control, break things down, practice mindfulness, and treat yourself with self-compassion. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest procrastination struggles? Share your thoughts in the comments or send me a message. And don't forget to subscribe to Wisdom Warriors for more daily doses of Stoic wisdom that will help you navigate life's challenges and build mental strength. Until next time, keep striving and keep conquering those procrastination monsters.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.